of Indonesia. The Overseas Service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. An Indonesian lawmaker said the government may target ambitious economic growth, but it must remain realistic, measurable, and directly benefit the public. This was stated by Hanif Dakiri, deputy chairman of Commission 9 of the House of Representatives, on Monday. Speaker of the People's Consultative Assembly Ahmad Muzani emphasized that Constitution Day and the 80th anniversary of the MPR serve as a reminder that safeguarding the Constitution is a collective responsibility. Muzani said that at the commemoration event in Jakarta on Monday. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kita bisa berjarak, apakah terpisah sementara? Oh, sejauh mata memandang, apakah terpisah selamanya? Kemana lagi akan ku temui? Oh, kemana lagi akan ku temui?
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Saja.
janji surga bawa suasana.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market. The traditional market, which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wadung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Gesang Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Yang kini ku cari, ku sadari hanya di dirimu. Kemana lagi hati yang tak terobati, ku sadari hanya di dirimu. Kaulah dambaan hatiku, walau ribuan salahku, kau yang di dalam hatiku. Meskipun tak cukup waktu, ku mohon sabar menunggu untuk kembali pulang padamu, cinta. Terbang bebas, aku ingin bergembira bersamamu. Mungkin masih ada waktu, esok atau lusa lagi bersama dirimu. Aku ingin kau rasakan, tak perlu kau pertanyakan, di dadaku masih ada kamu, takkan ada yang lain seperti dirimu. Kemana lagi?
Kemana lagi?
Nikmat yang kini ku cari, ku sadari hanya di dirimu. Kemana lagi?
Kemana?
Hati yang tak terobati, ku sadari hanya di dirimu. Kaulah dambaan hatiku, walau ribuan salahku, kau yang di dalam hatiku. Meskipun tak cukup waktu, ku mohon sabar menunggu untuk kembali pulang padamu. Terbang bebas, aku ingin bergembira bersamamu. Mungkin masih ada waktu, esok atau lusa lagi bersama dirimu. Aku ingin kau rasakan, dan tak perlu kau pertanyakan, di dadaku masih ada kamu, tak akan ada yang lain seperti dirimu. Aku ingin terbang bebas, aku ingin bergembira bersamamu. Mungkin masih ada waktu, esok
besok atau lusa lagi bersama dirimu. Aku ingin kau rasakan, tak perlu kau pertanyakan.
That was Masih Ada Kamu or Still There's You by Wijaya AD, Wijaya 80. This is a very sad song, you know, explaining how one cannot be moved on from their exes or former significant others and telling that significant other that in my heart, there is still you. No one else replaced it, still you. Very sad song indeed, but beautiful melodies. One of my favorite songs from Wijaya 80. It is a new band formed with Ardito Pramono, one of the most famous pop singer of Indonesia. And it's not only pop, but he is an artist which got a mixture of style of pop and also jazz. So if you like this type of songs and you want to listen to more of this type of songs, you can absolutely do that by sticking up and also tuning in our online streaming voinews.id. And if you want a much easier access, you can absolutely do that by going to our app, downloading our app on your mobile phone, available on iOS and also Google Play. The name of the app is RRI Digital.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
In remote areas, I was searched. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me, so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Hatiku tak akan terjadi. Yang aku tahu kau hanya untukku. Aku bertahan, ku akan tetap pada pendirianku. Sekeras kau coba untuk membunuh cintaku, yang aku tahu kau hanya untukku.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Semua yang terjadi, mengapa kau masih berbesar hati? Sifatku, salahku, perkataan dan tingkah laku, mengapa kau masih di sampingku? Apa layakku genggam sehabis malam tanpa perlu alasan? Aku kau maafkan. Dari tadi ku pandang, masih tak kutemukan apa ada yang lebih menawan. Dari bintang di awan sampai laut terdalam, tiada ada yang mengagumkan. Tak beranjak lari, tinggalkan ku di saat semuanya pergi. Hey. Dari tadi ku pandang, yakin tak kutemukan hati yang lebih menawan. Sifatku, salahku, perkataan dan tingkah laku, mengapa kau masih di sampingku? Apa layakku genggam sehabis semalam tanpa perlu dengar alasan? Aku kau maafkan. Dalam tiada ada yang mengagumkan. Tak beranjak lari, tinggalkan ku di saat semuanya pergi. Hey. Dari tadi ku pandang, yakin tak kutemukan hati yang lebih menawan. Tak mudah tuh mengerti, tak mudah menahan hati. Tapi kau malah memilih di sini dan seperti janji. Dari-dari ku pernah, masih tak kutemukan apa ada yang lebih menawan. Dari bintang di awan sampai laut terdalam, tiada ada yang mengagumkan. Tak beranjak lagi, tinggalkan ku dan semuanya pergi. Dari ku pandang, yakin tak kutemukan manusia paling ku sayang.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klathak. as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bangalore Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Satay Klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this satay Klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of satay Klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this satay. For one serving of satay Klatak complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right?
Jangan kau bohongi hatimu. Jelas kau ingin aku. Percuma punya wajah yang merdu bila dia tak mampu melukiskan senyummu. Izinkan ku isi harimu. Usir mendung kelabu. Punya tampang yang syahdu bila dia tak mampu melukiskan senyummu. Oh tuh apalagi sayang, tindakanlah dirinya dan buat hari-harimu ada lalu. Tuh apalagi sayang, ku lebih baik darinya, tak akan ada lagi tangis air mata. Buat apa kau mengutuk dalam kisah yang semu? Izinkanlah ku cumbu hatimu dan merangka cinta.
Tunggu apa lagi? Lagi by Lala Huta, one of my favorite songs and one of my favorite band from Indonesia. If you want to listen to more songs like this, of course, we're gonna play it for you on our online streaming, vorinews.id. And if you want an easier access, you can absolutely check out our app, RRI Digital, available on Android and iOS. But it seems boring if you're just listening to us through our, you know, streaming. I think we should connect online because we're living in a digitalization and also online era. So we have to be connected through our social media platforms, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official, our YouTube, VOI official. And if you want to send us an email or message or something, you can absolutely do that by contacting voilisteners@gmail.com and WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130. +62 821 2381 2130.
Buatmu bahagia. hati bersama. Kau sudah dengannya.
VOI listeners, of course I am wishing you the best health because we are on a very festive season still, you know, celebrating the Independence Day of Indonesia, the 18th anniversary of Independence Day of Indonesia. But sadly, we are celebrating it in a very, very tricky season because it's raining now. Just like the weather that I read you in the morning. It's raining now and it's very, very prone for us, any one of us, to get sick. So what I'm telling you is that you have to stay healthy. Eat your food, drink your water, that's very important. And of course, consume your vitamins, okay? Other than that, I'm bringing you another information. Indonesian Consul General in Sydney, Pendekar Muda Leonard Sondak, urged citizens abroad to uphold the spirit of nationalism at the 18th Independence Day celebration in Kensington Park Sunday, on, you know, celebrating the 18th birthday of Indonesia on the 17th of August. And of course, now all of those people abroad, and he said that today we're not only commemorate the 80th of Indonesian independence, but also emphasize that wherever we are, the spirit of nationalism must always burn bright. From Sydney, we prove that Indonesia lives in all of our hearts. He said that on a statement received on Antara News on Monday. The flag-raising ceremony led directly by the Consul General was attended by more than 600 members of Indonesian diaspora and citizens from diverse backgrounds. The event also served to honor the legacy of the Black Armada movement, highlighting the solidarity of Indonesian migrants and Australian dock workers in supporting Indonesia's independence struggle. The ceremony officials and flag-raising team were Indonesian students studying at Sydney universities. Several Australian community leaders also attended, including Assistant Minister for Foreign Affairs, Trade and Immigration, Hon Matis Lewaite MP, and Mayor of Randwick, Dylan Parker. Their presence reflected their close friendship and deep ties, of course. And the first slice was presented to Mayor Dylan Parker and Kathy Sergeant Luntungan, daughter of the late Timotheus Luntungan, a Kawanua figure who played a role in the Black Armada movement. The Black Armada movement played a crucial part in Indonesia's struggle for independence. From 1945 to 1947, Minahasan sailors from the KNEL soldiers and Australian dock workers boycotted Dutch ships carrying troops and weapons to Indonesia. This act of solidarity delayed Dutch military aggression until 1947. The cutting of tumpeng symbolized both gratitude for independence and respect to the contributions of Indonesian migrants and Australia in safeguarding the nation's sovereignty. And of course, if you want to know more news like this, you can absolutely do that by checking our website, rri.co.id. The official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world, of course. So if you want to know more about Indonesia, stay updated with a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
saja mudah kau gantikan aku. Mengapa kau bilang ku nomor satu di hatimu? Kau bilang dunia milik berdua. Mengapa engkau tega mendua saat di hatiku hanya kau satu-satunya? Ketika hati ini bertanya,
Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Bubui Bulan. The Sundanese song is not only popular in its home region of West Java, but also in various occasions such as weddings. The song is often played. In the 1950s, musician and songwriter Benny Chorda created the song Bubui Bulan. It was later popularized by Benny Chorda's wife, Nina Kirana. In 1980s, Nining Meida again popularized the song. The song itself describes the feelings of a woman who falls in love with a man she sees every day. But for some people, this song has a deep religious meaning. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java, Bubuy Bulan by Vicky Sianipar featuring Desi Puspitasari. Enjoy!